Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Hello, I'm Stephen Strang, and this is the live version of the Strang Report. I've started publicizing to some extent that I'm doing it every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it is now 4:10, and I'm going to tell you why. I just got done doing a very good interview with Dr. Steve Turley of Turley Talks, who just has a million followers on Facebook, and I'm one of them. So we reached out to him to do a podcast. He could only do it at 3 o'clock. We assumed it would be 20, 25 minutes, and we'd stretch it out to our 28:30 format, which is, you know, a half hour format, if you know anything about broadcasting. But it was so good. We just kept going, going, going. And I really have enough for two podcasts. And in the next day or two, we will edit them. I will do separate introductions, kind of explaining. I'm fascinated with how he is so upbeat about things when it seems like everything's going the wrong way. It's what I call the upside down world. Of course, I believe that God is on the throne and that we're going to win in the end. But he believes that it's inevitable that there's this big cultural thing, not only in the United States, but all over the world. In fact, in some places, in other parts of the world, even more than the United States, he is a believer. And we talk about that. And we talk about Donald Trump. We just talked about whatever. He told me a little bit of his story and how he got involved in podcasting. He's a very positive, upbeat guy. And he just thinks we win. Hey, I told him you can, you know, when the time comes, you can watch and see what we talk about. I don't need to, to repeat the whole thing here. Now, since 2015, I started doing audio podcasts in a kind of a small way. It seemed to really take off after a year or two. And we would sometimes do my audio podcast on Facebook Live. We had a little podcast studio that we've since disassembled and we've moved to video. So this is a little bit new for me. I have done some television over the years and I've, had the opportunity to be interviewed a number of times. So at least I'm not scared to death every time I see a camera, like a lot of people are, even how I used to be. But this is new and it's even hard with my responsibilities as CEO of Charisma Media and the other things I do, like writing books, like Spirit-Led Living in an Upside Down World. In fact, today is the 9th of May, as you know, especially if you're watching this live. And a week from today, the 16th, is the day that my book is officially being released. In fact, at this hour, a week from now, I will be in an airplane on my way up to Virginia Beach, Virginia, because I'm honored to be on the 700 Club the following morning. And then I'll fly up to New York City, where I have several media interviews before I come home. But they both will be on Tuesday and Thursday next week. And we haven't really figured out how I'm going to do all this. I think the way I'm moving, and in fact, it would help me if you would give me your opinion, you can write a little comment, is that I'll do interviews, kind of like I did with Dr. Steve Turley, and sometimes I'll do them outside the studio, if we have a camera and the setting. Sometimes I can do them at conventions and different things. Sometimes I'll just opine myself. And then when it comes time to be live, we will go live. We may make a few introductory comments, a little bit like I'm doing now, and then we'll play the video, a little bit like on demand. And you can comment. And often we got to work this out. In fact, in some ways, I'd like to sit there and interact with the viewer when I'm actually talking to the camera or interviewing someone. I really can't, other than the producer just giving me one or two and I can read it and kind of respond. But we're figuring this out, you know, and right now I'm really focused on trying to get the word out about this book. The podcast is one way to do it. And a lot of the guests I'm having are tied into the book some way. Often they're people who gave me an endorsement or people I interviewed in the book. When I start doing the media, and actually I've done this before. I should ask John, since we're live, I can just ask you now rather than off camera. But one of the biggest ones I did was Troy Black. And then I also did one with Amanda Grace. And I could tell because my numbers on Amazon.com spiked. In fact, I'd like to encourage you, there's two ways to buy. One is from me, the publisher, and that website is stevestrangbooks.com. And we have some specials there, and we have the books in the warehouse, and we'll ship them right away. Amazon and the other book buyers will ship on release date. So in other words, everything up until May 16th, which is now only a week away, but you know, even back 2 or 3 months, you would pre-order it. They would keep the order and then they would bill you and ship on the release date. And I know this is true because I always order the book so that I get kind of the user consumer experience. And that means you have to wait. Now, right now, it doesn't make that much difference. If you order from us, we'll ship the book right now. You would get it a few days. You know, it takes a couple of days, of course, in transit. But I hope you want to read this book. And before this live podcast is over, I'll give you two or three talking points that I actually shared with my own staff this morning. So before I go on, John, are we getting some questions or would you notify me? Please send some questions in. You know, we're just starting. We're just starting. I've only done this a handful of times, partly because of the logistics. But now, why do you want to read this book? There's a lot of books on the Holy Spirit. I've read a lot of books on the Holy Spirit. There are some that are very academic or theological. Usually it's one author's opinion, and they're not bad, but there have been very few really important big books on the Holy Spirit, other than a few where the person told their story of how the Holy Spirit just really revolutionized their life and empowered them in a dramatic way. The Cross and Switchblade, I would say, is a kind of an example of that. In fact, it's the story, of course, of David Wilkerson helping the drug addicts in New York City. And they found that the drug addicts who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit tended to be successful. In other words, they could get over the drug addiction cold turkey in 2 or 3 days, but there was an addiction in their mind or in their spirit or something. But when they got the power of the Holy Spirit, they were successful long-term. And David Wilkerson was explaining this to a Catholic priest who'd heard about his program and was curious. And the Catholic priest asked him about that. And David Wilkerson stopped in the book and told the story about how you could receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And that story, the book came out in about 62. That incident probably happened in the late 50s. And in 1967, which would have been less than 10 years later, there were some Catholic students at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh who were having a retreat. And several of them had read about that, and they prayed to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And that is literally where the Catholic Charismatic Renewal started. You can pinpoint the weekend and the location. It jumped from there over to South Bend to Notre Dame University. And one of the people involved is a close friend of mine who actually worked for Charisma Media for a number of years. His name is Bert Gezzi, and I've kind of lost touch with him. In fact, I need to reach out to him and rekindle the connection. But he was from Pittsburgh. He went to graduate school at Notre Dame, And so the students in Pittsburgh knew him, and he was kind of the connection with Notre Dame, which is really where it took off. They would have, in fact, for a few years, they would have huge Catholic charismatic conferences there at Notre Dame. And from there, it went all over the world, literally. And for many, many years, Burt was one of the early leaders in the Catholic charismatic renewal. He became an accomplished author and editor in his own right. We recruited him in the mid-80s, so this would have been, you know, basically 20 years later. And we had a long, very interesting and successful tenure working with Burt, not once, but twice. He went on to other endeavors, I guess you'd call it, and then a number of years later, we recruited him to come back. So why am I telling you this? I guess I'm just ad-libbing, but you know, I've always appreciated having that connection through Burt to what happened, because millions of people came into the fullness of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and most of them stayed in the Catholic Church, and most of them became better Catholics. But instead of just lighting a candle or reciting a liturgy, it became a living faith where they experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, words of prophecy, words of wisdom, the gift of miracles, gift of healing. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's what I write about in my book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World. That needs to be rekindled. And here's what I shared with the staff this morning. Of course, the staff, I've been working on this for months. The staff, even if their job isn't to work with me directly, and John's giving me a little flyer we handed out. And I'm going to see if I can recruit you to help me with it. But, you know, they know about it. But I wanted to kind of emphasize the fact that my media tour was starting and that the book was officially being released. And I wanted to try to encourage them to help me get the word out like I'm going to do with you. And we made up this little flyer to hand out. And it said, one of my staff wrote this. I didn't write it, although I should have, but it said, "We believe that Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World is not only one of the most important books you'll ever read, but also one of the most profound. We hope it revealed the most stunning truths and secrets behind the power of God that is at work, regardless of how upside-down the world seems to get." And so what we encouraged them to do was to actually go and write a review. You know, this presupposes that you read the book, and if you do it on Amazon, of course, they want you to buy the book from them. But it's available on a lot of these different platforms, barnesandnoble.com, mardell.com. The book is everywhere. But we'd like you to write a review on Amazon, include photos of pages of your favorite portions of the book highlighted. Well, I never thought of that. I've written a few reviews. I never thought to do that, but it's a good idea. After Amazon, you can also post on mycharismashop.com. That is our own website. My site, stevestrangbooks.com, is part of mycharismashop.com. And also there's goodreads.com, barnesandnoble.com, christianbook.com. They're a huge customer of ours. They're up in the Boston area. If you have a blog, you might put it there. And anywhere that receives reviews for books. And while you need to write your opinion, and I respect that, I would humbly ask that you give it 5 stars. That helps us. It helps our average. And write with authority and include examples from the text of things that touched your life. And what I hope is that my book gives people hope. They help to see that no matter how bad things are, the Holy Spirit can help us to be happy. In fact, I have a whole section on joy and how that helps us to overcome trials. We can have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, mercy, all these things in our life, no matter how bad things get. And even with the upside-down world, where it looks like in academia, in arts and entertainment and all these things. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. The Holy Spirit can give us creative ideas and help us to be positive. In fact, probably the single most important thing that came out of our talk with Dr. Steve Turley is he is just very, very optimistic that our side is winning. The conservative, traditional side is winning. And he likes the expression, go woke, go broke. He believes that a lot of the things that are happening that are bad is a desperate effort on the part of, I'll call them the other side, and even on government. You know, a lot of the government bureaucrats are really very, very lefty, and they're trying to stop this from happening, but he says they're unsuccessful. But he told the story of Stockdale. John, did I get it right? And was he a general? He was very high in the military. In the Vietnam War, he was held in prison for 6 or 7 years. He came out, had a successful career beyond that, even ran for vice president with Ross Perot in 1992. I remember it well. He was a little bit older then, but he was a great American. And he told that the people that survived in the POW camp, and remember, they didn't know when they'd get out. They didn't know if the war would end next month or if it wouldn't end for 20 years. He said the ones that were very optimistic that said, oh, we're going to be out by Christmas. Oh, we're going to be out by Easter. That didn't happen. Oh, we'll be out by summer. Oh, we'll be out by Thanksgiving. And after a while, they got so discouraged, they died of a broken heart. He said the other side were people that said, this is terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. All we can do is sit in a corner and shrivel up and die. And he said that, and I think that's a good word picture of a lot of Christians and a lot of conservatives who share some of our traditional values, but may not be believers in Jesus. We're either pie in the sky, optimistic. In fact, I grew up hearing the tribulation talked about as, it's going to be horrible, 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 but we don't need to worry because Jesus is going to scoop us up in the nick of time with the rapture. That's what they call it. The word rapture does not appear in the Bible, but everyone used to call it the rapture. We don't know what's going to happen. You can make an argument. In fact, I was talking to someone today about, you know, we call it the tribulation. And is the rapture or are followers of Jesus going to be caught up to heaven, like it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that there'd be a sound from heaven and a twinkle of an eye, we would be drawn up. And some say it's going to happen pre-trib or before the tribulation, mid-trib in the middle of the tribulation, or post-trib after the tribulation is over. And I heard someone say that they didn't believe any of that. They believed in pan-trib. You know, the word pan in this instance is like Pan-American, and there's several words where it means all. And so in other words, he's saying they, you know, pan-trib would be all the doctrines are going to work out. And he says, because he thinks it's going to pan out in the end. And I just thought that was kind of a cute way to say it. But we were talking about that. But the pre-tribulation people think, and it's almost like a very naive assumption that we don't have to worry about all this because we're going to be spared it. We don't know that. In fact, I have a whole chapter in the book about the tribulation and the fact that if it happens, and the Bible is very specific, that we've got to have the power of the Holy Spirit to stand up to it, as well as to stand up to various trials. We all have trials in our lives. Some of the trials we bring on ourselves, some are just things we can't control. Some are God trying to work patience in our lives. I also talk in the book about deliverance. You know, a lot of the problems that people have are because they have sort of, they battle with demonic spirits. Some of them, they're susceptible sometimes for no fault of their own. Yet, you know, especially if maybe their parents or grandparents were in the occult, I mean, I go into this in the book a lot more than I can right now. There's got to be deliverance through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how it happens. But there's also strongholds. I was interviewed recently, and I was saying that a lot of the things that believers deal with are strongholds. And you can cast out a demon in the name of Jesus. You can't cast out a stronghold. And sometimes the strongholds are bitterness, unforgiveness, fear, worry, just things that plague. In fact, lust can sometimes be a stronghold. You know, there's a natural, bodily, hormonal aspect of lust. Now, lust is a sinful aspect of sexual fulfillment outside of marriage. But there's something biological about it. But it can also be a stronghold, or it can be a demonic spirit where someone is just overcome with it. Maybe they molest children, incest. All those things, in my opinion, are demonic and need to be dealt with. A lot of people don't know how to deal with it. Well, my book, it won't teach you everything, but it'll give you, it's kind of like reading a magazine article in a way. I kind of joke that since I'm a magazine guy by background, that my chapters are all magazine articles. They're kind of self-contained. And I'm just sharing from my heart a week before the book is released. And tonight, in fact, in not too long, I need to go home and get ready for Bible study group in my own home tonight, where it is our last session. We've been going through the book chapter by chapter, and I have prepared some teaching videos. They're about 8 or 9 minutes long. It kind of summarizes the chapter so that a discussion can happen. And tonight, we're going to do that. We're going to do, there's 12 chapters and conclusion. The conclusion is really a chapter, but we call it the conclusion. We'll go over that. And then we're going to have a time of ministry. We're going to have worship. We're going to minister the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray that God gives us spiritual gifts, maybe the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge. The word of knowledge is called in the scripture, and this kind of thing. Anyway, that's what's happening in my life. Maybe later I'll report on what happens. I do want to know what you are interested in, and also I'm interested if you will help us by telling people what you enjoyed about the book and whether you recommend it, and explain what benefit you received reading this book, and if you would read more from this author. That's me. And yes, I do have several books. They're all on stevestrangbooks.com. They're all available, of course, on amazon.com. And they're continuing to sell, I'm happy to say, even though we're not promoting them in quite the same way. And I'm already starting to think and pray about my next book, but that's over a year away for sure. And I'm just focused on this book and getting the message out. So for an ad lib live podcast, it doesn't have to be a certain length. I think this has gone on long enough. So I'll land this plane, and I'll thank John, my producer, for helping me. We're going to give John a microphone so we can have a little back talk back and forth. But like I said, we're trying to figure this out. I think what I'm going to do is have a shorter version of this before a previously recorded podcast or interview, or sometimes I'm just opining on something. And so thank you for watching. Please leave your comments. I'm interested in them. I go on and look at them. And when I get a few minutes, even, answer. And let's get a dialogue going. And you can always email me at info@charismamedia.com. That's the abbreviation info. Right there it is on your screen. Charisma Media is one word. .com, and I will get it, and I will reply. I will be traveling for the book, but I'll be sharing. I may try doing some live podcasts from an airport or something. I have to work out all those logistics, and we'll be playing the different interviews that we do. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being supportive. Thank you for buying my book. Thank you for sharing with your friends about spirit-led living in an upside-down world. God bless you.
In an upside-down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over four decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Stephen E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit. Go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.